Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Trump tweeted earlier today that he will ban transgender people from serving in the military. He tweeted, "Our military, quote, cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption." Currently, 18 other countries allow transgender people to serve openly in the military, including the UK, Australia, and Canada. Joining us now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, first of all, what are the immediate effects of this for transgender people who are serving now? Do they have to leave their posts?
That's a very good question, Jeremy. We don't know. All we have right now is a tweet from the president basically saying that after consulting with his generals, he said that the U.S. government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. So it sounds like those serving would be forced out, which raises all sorts of legal questions, of course. And the Pentagon, interestingly, is referring all questions to the White House on a military matter.
Well, how many transgender people are currently serving in the military?
Well, no one has a good firm number. There's been estimates by the RAND Corporation of about 2,500 in the active force and another 1,500 in the reserves. And this, the total size of the military is about 1.3 million. So it's relatively small. But again, this June of last year, then Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced that transgender individuals will now be able to openly serve in the armed forces. He said at the time, quote, "This is the right thing to do for our people and for the force." He said, "We're talking about talented Americans who are serving with distinction or who want the opportunity to serve. We can't allow barriers unrelated to a person's qualifications to prevent us from recruiting and retaining those who can best accomplish the mission." And what the president is saying today is, after consulting with his senior generals, that there was a cost issue involved here, the tens of thousands of dollars needed for the various medical procedures. But again, we're talking a very relatively small number of people, so there's no sense of the actual cost involved here. So again, a lot of questions that we just don't have answers to at this point.
Well, what's been the response so far?
Well, the response has been pretty swift from Democrats. A ranking Democrat in Armed Services called this disgraceful. The ACLU called it outrageous. And then Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who, of course, announced that transgender individuals would be allowed to openly serve in the armed forces, he sent out a statement today saying, listen, transgender people are now serving honorably, and this also sends the wrong signal to the younger generation of people you're trying to attract into the military. So harsh criticism, since this was announced by the president by a tweet.
And this was a surprise, it sounds like.
It was a surprise because last month, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis approved a recommendation from the services that would defer bringing in transgender applicants into the military. He said, we're going to hold off on bringing in new transgender people until January 1st of 2018. We want to review, he said, the impact on readiness and lethality. So that's what we had from the Pentagon just a few weeks ago. And then the president jumps in this morning and says, we're just going to pull the plug on all of this.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, and we'll continue to follow this story as it develops. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.